This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I love when somebody asks a question, you immediately go, oh, because you and I are both guys who we are sports talk fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if there's a topic that we haven't thought of, or if there's a topic that just sounds good, we both are kind of in the business of like being surprised. And Jake did a great job with this one, because reacting to like Lance Reisland yesterday, where I said, are you expecting a Browns win of the Bengals? And he, without hesitation, said yes. I think the Browns are a 3-5 win team. And I think they've got a really damn good chance at winning. And I think the fact that they're 5.5-point dogs is embarrassing, which leads us to Jake's topic here, which is, which week one result would surprise you the most, a Browns win or the Browns get blown out?
I'm still surprised by a Browns win in this equation. Like the expectation, and we've seen this now a couple times with Stefanski. We watched it in the Ravens game a few years ago, and then we watched it last year in the Dallas Cowboys game. Like, Stefanski does get blown out in week one. That is a thing we've seen him do.
Other than when he's won.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's won two games out of the five. Mm-hmm. I think he's 2-3 in total.
Yeah,
and the
but
other
he did win those two.
The two losses, two out of the three losses were absolute blowouts.
And
40%.
Who did the last win come from?
The Bengals.
That is correct. Math? No?
Don't do your eyebrows like he made a great point there, Mac. That's not a great point.
People are saying it's
a
great
point. That's not a great point.
Did I spout a lie?
That's not, no, but that's not not the exclamation point that you think it is.
Okay, show your
Stefanski's work. Stefanski's prone to blowouts. That happens.
He's also prone to beating the Bengals week one.
That's a thing that week one. And that, yes, that has happened at certain points, at one point in his career.
Yep.
Are you going to ride the idea that just, and by the way, Burrow's beaten the Browns 3 out of the last 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
And people,
defense yet.
People act like Burrow is all of a sudden, and for a while it was true. For a while, Burrow had a really hard time against the Browns. That was just reality. To the point that I actually came up with just like this backwards-ass theory that because Joe Burrow grew up a Browns fan, he just had a hard time early on in the NFL adjusting to the idea that he had to basically tell his childhood team, I got to stick it to you.
Yeah,
I just
remember
have to be that much
when
better
you take you. Shame me in the future again.
Remember what?
That take.
I admitted it was a backwards theory, but we were reaching at the time. We couldn't figure out why Joe Burrow was going to the Super Bowl, but then anytime he played the Bengals or the Browns, excuse me, he just looked like an idiot.
I can't.
He looked like he never knew what he was doing.
When the Browns have had an elite pass rush, they've been able to beat Joe. It's that simple. That's why
I think the Chiefs have had
lesser surprising part of this, because I think you're going to have an elite pass rush.
The Chiefs have had an elite pass rush with multiple, including highlighted by Chris Jones and multiple other guys in that defensive line.
Have they played them twice a
Frank
year
Clark,
for the last
Chris Jones,
5 years?
Yeah, and again, Joe Burrow got the best of them multiple AFC, one AFC title game, and is the only person that's been able to beat them in the playoffs. Like, Joe Burrow can have success against a pass rush. It's not just Miles Garrett.
No. It's not just that, but I think this is the axiom is true. With Joe Burrow, it's true with Pat Mahomes. There's no guaranteed cheat code to beat a great quarterback. But the easiest path to victory is if you can get home, if you can get to the quarterback with four pass rushers or less, you're going to give yourself a real chance. And when the Browns have had a truly great four-man pass rush, not we blitz a lot of guys, not we do a lot of exotic crap, when they've had four defensive linemen who can get home or get close to home with regularity, they've gotten Joe's number more often than not. And that, to me, is the ultimate point in this game. It's not even about Myles Garrett. It's about Mason Graham. It's about Isaiah McGuire. It's about, I think, the depth that you have up front. Again, I don't think this pass rush is going to carry you that far. But in this matchup against an elite quarterback, yeah, I give it a chance to make this game a hell of a lot closer than Vegas thinks it's going to be at 5.5 games.
Okay,
you can
give it a chance, and I'm giving it a chance too, but that's not the question. The question is which result would surprise you the most.
Yeah, I'm giving it a better chance than the blowout.
You think that the blowout is just not, it's on the table. You know it's on the table.
No, it's not. The Cincinnati Bengals stink early in the season. The Browns, when they have a four-man pass rush, more often than not have Joe Burrow's number. That's why they didn't have his number last year, because
they lost both games in that series last year.
But like, you look at this and it's like, listen, I think the Browns are going to be a very competitive 3-5 win team, and that starts this weekend. And yeah, I think they have a decent chance to beat the Bengals. Sorry, no, I think they have a better chance to beat the Bengals. A far better. I'll go one step further.
Okay.
I think the only if given a Browns win or the Browns get blown out on Sunday, there's only one option, and it's a Browns win. I'm going to rubber stamp it with a guarantee, knowing that this sound will be played against me in the damn future. There is no way the Browns are getting blown out.
Well, at least you know the sound's getting played against you then. To me, it's way more likely they get blown out. It's way more likely it looks like the Cowboys game last year. It looks like the Ravens game 4 years ago. It looks like that start to the season for a team that desperately needs to take advantage of the fact that the Bengals defense is not going to be good. But you're playing with a lot of question marks attached to this Browns team that I can't bank on, and the Bengals have Joe Burrow.
The Bengals are also with plenty of question marks. With the offensive line, I still don't buy into. The defense is a stink factory. And by the way, I'm somebody who over 18 weeks thinks the Bengals just naturally are going to ping back a little bit to the middle with their defense.
I mean, they should. They had one of the best offenses the NFL's ever seen last year in a points per game standpoint.
Because it's hard to be
meanwhile,
that bad
the Browns
of a defense
have the worst
for this long. Yeah, and you're putting
like
a bad defense.
From a points
defense
per game standpoint, the Browns were last in the NFL last year, and the Bengals were first.
And it's a different offense because your offensive line is healthy. You have a different quarterback, and you have a whole different new running back room. Like, I'm not expecting the Browns to be gangbusters here, but do I think if the Browns have any chance to surprise us at any point in this season, is it the first 6 weeks of the season? Absolutely. And again, surprise us might still be 2-4. But I think they're going to be more competitive than people. You can think that they're going to stink. I do. I think they're a 3-5 win
You're
team.
You're 3-win Wilson.
But that's what one guy calls me. That's John Fanta. And
you
we love him. He'll be
special
on here.
Well, that's what's funny about this is like I have them pegged for more wins in this season than you do. But right now it feels like I'm the person that's like, hey, can we crawl it back a little bit?
Yeah, I know. When we're talking in Baltimore in 2 weeks, it's a real conversation. When we talk Detroit week after that. Doesn't go Green Bay and then Detroit. So when we talk Green Bay, this is going to be a real conversation. Same thing with Detroit. This game, with the way that you beat Joe Burrow, with the way you beat elite quarterbacks that are pocket quarterbacks in the NFL, which is what Joe is, yeah, I don't think there's a chance in hell they're getting blown out.
I think Joe Burrow can score 35-40 and not even blink twice.
Yeah,
and I think the Browns are in danger of doing that thing they did last year where they went like 10 games without scoring 20 points. There's a real possibility that on Sunday it just does not go well in the slightest bit for the Browns. Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the sport, and he puts up points at a rate that nobody in the NFL has put up in the previous decade.
So, and he did that in the
Browns,
second half of
the Browns
season.
Match that? Like, Joe Flacco is going to have to turn that into a shootout in the wildest form, and even if he turns it into that and everything is clicking and everything is right, you still have a chance where Burrow puts up 40, you put up 28, let's say, that's still a double-digit loss.
Well, you're definitely dealing with one generalization about the Bengals, which is that when Joe Burrow cooks, he cooks better than anyone in the NFL or as good as anyone in the NFL. What about the early? You think the preseason, those couple reps there really changed the game for Joe? Or do you think that it's a hapless franchise with a dumb head coach that usually starts slow because they're not a well-run organization?
I think they start slow.
I tend to think that.
No, I think they start slow because
except in this one
always,
game.
No, because they've always used the running game, and I think Zach Taylor's woke up to the idea that they don't need to run the ball a million times in the first 4 weeks of the season. I think they're going to be well prepared to throw the ball a ton. I think that's why they focus so much in the preseason. And yeah, I'm a little worried that this game's going to go sideways for the Browns.
Listen, I am not confident on a lot this season when it comes to the positive with the Cleveland Browns. I would be shocked if this team doesn't come out with a chip on their shoulder and play a lot better than people expect.
I mean, just sound it out for yourself. Flacco versus Joe Burrow. That's got a chance to be a blowout.
Yeah, sound it out for yourself. Joe Burrow versus this defensive line. Because historically, that is gone in the favor of the Cleveland Browns when they have an elite unit, no matter how elite Joe Burrow is.
I mean, Joe's taken on Myles Garrett the last four games. He's won three out of the last four.
Yes, and in those recency games, the Browns haven't had a good pass rush.
The most recent game we just played him, he beat us by 22.
2 years.
He just beat us by 22 the last time we saw him.
He beat us last year. Wow, that's the same team.
It's a lot of the same players.
It's not the same quarterback. It's not the same offensive line. And it is a refurbished defensive line.
It's a lot of the same players. If you think Mason Graham alone is the difference, and maybe he is.
What about Isaiah McGuire?
Isaiah McGuire played last year. He was awesome last year. I gave him his credit for last year.
Yes, okay. But you have
he was awesome.
You have a deeper defensive line than you do, and this team is a lot healthier than they were the last time these two teams met up. And oh, by the way, as of Sunday, they're both playing for something. Whereas the last time these two teams met up, they were not both playing for something. Well, one of them was playing for draft position. The other was playing for the playoffs.
I mean, I just don't know how blowout isn't on the table for you here. Especially when you say in week two and week three and week four, it is on the table. There's something about the Bengals and Joe Burrow that you just don't jive with. And that's okay. That's fine. I jive with it.
It's this matchup. It's this matchup and how it's gone historically. And I know recent history favors the Bengals for a lot of very good reasons. But I don't think we should sleep on the Browns being very competitive. I don't know. Over the course of 6 to 8 weeks, do I think that Joe Flacco could absolutely become exposed the way he does when he gets put out there on the field for an elongated amount of time? Yes, it's week one. That's a bad defense. That not just a bad defense. It's an awful defense. That gives the Browns a chance to do something. So I just this idea that the Browns are going to be non-competitive.
No, I'm not taking them out of the game completely. The question isn't that. The question is blowout or win. I don't see them winning this game. So I then have to choose blowout. Could the game be competitive? Of course it could be competitive. It's a 4.5 spread by Vegas. This isn't a 10.5 point spread. It's not a 12.5 point spread. The game has a chance to be competitive. It has got a chance to come down to the final two drives. Do I think that they win out that battle? No, I don't. So ergo, I have to go with the idea that a blowout is much more on the table than it is them winning this game.
It's a very good use of ergo. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com. We'll ask her, is a blowout more likely or is a Browns win more likely? Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, on his weekly pick segment on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, he said, stay the hell away from this game. And it was as much about the Bengals as it was about the Browns. We'll talk with Ross about his outlook on the Browns as well. And who is he more out on, Bill Belichick at UNC or Arch Manning is the first pick in the 2026 draft? But 216-474-0092, which week one result would surprise you the most for Browns-Bengals, a Browns win, or the Browns get blown out? And why week one is different for the Browns than it is for almost any other NFL team? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We did put this out there at afternoon, 923 FAN. Which week one result would surprise you the most for the Browns? A Browns win. 45% of 70 votes voting for that. And then 54% voting for the Browns get blown out here. I do think, and it'll be interesting to see how much of Kevin Stefanski's offense he actually is able to run and what. And maybe if the Browns pull their punches because of the personnel that they do have, I think Mo talked a lot about the defense. I also think that just the game of keep away is something the Browns have been able to do with Joe Burrow specifically and the Bengals. I don't see the Bengals, provided that the O-line isn't washed for the Browns, which is a big if, I think the Browns are going to be able to run on Sunday. I'm more confident in that than in the passing game. And I think you have a decent run game, and Myles Garrett does what Myles Garrett does, and I think it could be a very, very fun, compelling game, and that's why I lean towards a Browns Week 1 win being more likely.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals where I see Joe Burrow just being Joe Burrow, and having, I think Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, they're never undersold in any sort of battle or competition, but I think the fact that the Browns are missing MJ Emerson and Denzel Ward has got to be the one to figure it all out. Meanwhile, Greg Newsome, we got to see on the outside, which he's been clamoring forever, but I don't know how that's going to go, and I don't know how this secondary is going to go up against this Bengals offense. Like the part that scares me the most, Nick, is that Joe Burrow will just be able to call out his number, and I don't know that the Browns offense will be able to match the amount of points that Joe Burrow can score.
Now, I do think yesterday we talked a little bit about, what does it... If you win week one, how does that change people's minds here in Cleveland? Because I think there's a fair amount of fans, I know you agree, that the second you beat Cincinnati, it changes. I don't know you could have more dire consequences for this program and what you're trying to do, threading multiple needles at once this year, than getting blown out week one.
I mean, again, it's very demoralizing. The same way that last year when they got blown out by the Cowboys was about as demoralizing as it got, because you just had such high expectations, and to get washed and by a team that turned out to not even be very good in Dallas, like that had to have stayed in the back of people's minds. That's why if you can beat Cincinnati, it goes a long way. Like that it really does, especially as you go through a bunch of tough teams after that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting about what a blowout would signify this week or this year as opposed to a year previously, because in spite of that loss, there were still people talking a big game, and not just publicly but privately with the Browns on where they thought last year was going to go. Well, now you're coming off 3-14. Now your feet already feels like it's encased in cement with a lot of people. I mean, CBS Sports had the Browns ceiling is 5 wins, and that's like, I think there's an element of folks who think it could be more than that, but like, I think a fair amount of people look at this team and go 3, 5, maybe 6 wins. I do think, though, week one is more important for the Browns than it is most teams because of the simple math problem that the Browns are going to run into. And that math problem is, once you get more than one loss in a row, the clock begins to tick very quickly for Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And in favor of Dylan Gabriel. And that's the Browns actually do need a week one win a hell of a lot more than the Bengals.
I mean, and if we believe Mary Kay's reporting, like it's going to be a pretty quick leash. She's got a lot of faith that Dylan Gabriel, and what the Browns are telling her is that Dylan Gabriel can come in basically at any point that Flacco starts to struggle. That's week three. It's on the table.
Well, and I think if you're the Browns, I would be really surprised if they have been able to completely block out all the noise. And by the way, we're part of the noise. Like
it's just been so much noise, Nick. Well, it's been from every direction and everywhere.
And in fairness, there hasn't been the opposite noise. Like
this fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Certain places you're going to have negativity. By the way, Baltimore, I guarantee you, is negative on the Ravens because they haven't won a championship yet.
That is the conversation.
And then you go to the other side, and there's going to be a lot of positive natural pushback of, well, I've been really good regular season teams, this, that, and the other.
How many Browns fans are very familiar with the Saints and the Colts right now? Because every ranking that you see, it has us grouped with the Saints and the Colts.
Well, but I, to me, this is what the locker room needs, is a week one win. Because speaking of that quicksand, speaking of that, you know, cement shoe kind of thing, there's so much noise. There actually isn't as much noise around this team nationally as there has been over the last 5 years. But locally, there's just nobody going to bat and saying, I think the Browns are a 10-win team, an 8-win team. And I think that's easy to start to believe out this weekend.
We got a big three.
Who was that?
Coach Riz, Danny Cannell. And who's our third? John Greco?
That is John Greco, yeah.
That is John Greco. We have a big three of people saying nine wins.
Do you think that has drowned out the rest of the people saying?
I don't think so, but we got a big three. we called up Ice Cube. We wanted to get him in the league. We called him up. We have a big three.
I would be very surprised if the Browns could pick out, individual Browns players could pick out the three people that have said 8 or more wins this season.
Coach Riz, very notable. That's why he's on the Sunday pregame show.
I do think it's incredibly important, just from a psychological standpoint, for the Browns to have we told you we weren't that bad. And if you don't get that, I mean, I think it could unravel so much quicker than even we realize.
The sad part, though, is even if they do get that bleepy moment, I just think it's going to be very short-lived. Because you have a lot of just punches of the face coming in your direction. And that's what that schedule beyond week one is.
Well, but I think the difference between a week one win could very well be hitting the over just slightly at 6 wins. Or if you lose, and specifically in a bad fashion in this game, I don't know how your spirits are going to change going into Baltimore, Detroit, and Green Bay, Baltimore, Green Bay, and then Detroit.
Well, no, but you're phrasing it the right way, because at least you're saying, like, maybe it's the difference between hitting the over and not. Yeah. I think some people, they hear you say something like, oh, if you win week one, then you got this momentum, and then the locker room believes in themselves, as if all of a sudden that makes you an 11-win team, and it's just not true.
No, but I do think you need this win to give you a chance to try and have that. I don't think they can. And you and I are in simpatico on that. You win against Cincinnati, it's probably going to be short-lived. But from that locker room, who I think is desperately, and not just the locker room, from Kevin, who I think everybody's desperately looking for proof of concept. See, this thing's going to work. We're back to the 2023 or the 2021 offense. Hey, the defense is going to give us a chance in every game. Well, that's what Sunday represents in a way that, like, okay, Spencer Rattler is stink on filth. He is. He's not good. But I don't think he's walking into that game on Sunday looking over his shoulder. I don't know Daniel Jones is in Indy walking into this game looking over his shoulder. you've got the quarterback with the hottest seat in the NFL because of how much they like Dylan Gabriel and how much they realize, like, Joe's out there to give the locker room a chance. If the locker room doesn't respond, it is on to Dylan Gabriel quicker than any other quarterback in the NFL.
It's going
to
happen. It's going to happen really, really quickly if he just starts piling up losses if he can't get it done. But this should be, I think why a lot of people believe it'll be competitive is this game should set up for Joe Flacco better than any game we're going to see Joe Flacco play in.
It is a soft launch.
It's a very easy soft launch. I mean, like, if you can't beat this secondary for the Bengals, who are you going to beat?
216-474-0092.
You're not being the Ravens secondary, I tell you that much.
I started looking for one, and I was like, I'm not even going to answer the question. It's rhetorical.
You're not beating the Packers defense, I'll tell you that too. You're not like, this is going to be a real problem.
How important is a win on Sunday? I don't know a win is important to anybody more than Joe Flacco and his ability. Just keep ahead of the math problem of losing potentially two games in a row or more quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, we have to start in something that I think is probably, it might even annoy you more than it's going to annoy me. Scott Hansen, not to be confused with Chris Hansen. They have different TV shows with different end games there, but
they should role play and just swap out shows.
Scott Hansen would let every pretension pedo off. He's too nice. Chris Hansen's, he's firm, he's professional, but he's very serious.
I don't know, I feel like Scott Hansen, I feel like would, people are always like, oh, Chris Hansen, that's a job nobody else could do. Nobody else could do his job because he tracks down the pedophiles in a way that nobody else can. That's the true allure of Chris Hansen. Yeah, but like Scott could be just as ferocious as Chris is when it comes to the, pedophile, I think you're a bad guy role.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us could play that role really well.
TBD.
I think a lot of us could do that
TBD
well.
On Scott Hansen.
Now, how could Chris do with the red zone? That would be a hard go.
That is a fair point. Maybe both could be irreplaceable. But Scott Hansen was on the Pat McAfee show and said the NFL Red Zone will have full commercials for the first time since the show began in 2009. As we all remember, the show's rights were acquired by ESPN on August 5th. So it took them less than a month to ruin Red Zone.
So one thing I wanted to know in a follow-up on this, because I saw this earlier too, and I instantly wondered, is it going to be like, you know, when you watch a golf tournament, for instance, and then they still have the play going on, but then they cut to that other box that has commercials? Are we going to have like a
split screen?
Basically, but then you can also, within the NFL Red Zone construct, you could have like a quad box in the corner on one part of the split, and then the other split just like a commercial for Aflac or something.
I would say this. Think like a corporation and then realize you're going to hate whatever the decision is.
I'll hate full commercials. I'll hate all of it, but I'll hate full commercials.
Yeah. Listen, you already know I'm very cynical about what ESPN's going to do with inside the NBA. This just made me even more cynical.
How can you advertise every touchdown, every score? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, because you're not thinking about how much more money you can eke out of this property. Very good.
I'm beset.
Corporate Nick here.
The witching hour, where wins become losses and losses become wins. What even happened? It used to mean something in this country. All right. Mike Vrabel had a response to UNC and their loss to TCU and Bill Belichick getting blown out. Here he was on WEEI.
Maybe a few snaps. That's all the...
First drive, huh? First drive.
Thing of beauty.
Yeah.
If they would have ended a game after the first drive, it would have been good.
You seem to be excited about that.
No. I'm rooting for the guy, and I think, you know, I mean, you coached in college. It takes a while, don't you think, to get a program going?
I don't know. Urban Meyer won 12 of the first 12 games at Ohio State, so it didn't take him long. That's my experience in college football.
I love the shade.
Yeah,
I love everything about it. Because you know, you'd think like he's got to almost bow down to Belichick, and he just doesn't. There.
I also I'm a little confused because I had always heard that Vrabel and Urban hated each other. So giving Urban Meyer credit was the biggest ankle breaker in the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Like wait. Now again, he does it because Mike was on that staff, so that's why he can do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, that sounded like a compliment about Urban Meyer. Usually, I'm used to like him maybe throwing Urban up against the wall.
Greg Hill should have followed up and been like, so how did that go for Urban in his first year in the NFL though? That one took a little time, didn't it?
I don't think that's Greg Hill.
Maybe no. It's definitely not. Well, he keeps getting Marconi nominated for some reason.
Yeah.
Every year that guy's up for a Marconi, and every year I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
So hey, it's who you know.
I guess so. Is that what the Marconis have turned into?
Listen, I've been saying for a while, the Marconis aren't what they used to be.
That's the new take. They just okay.
Yeah. Every year I'm not nominated. They're just not what they used to be. It's like the Oscars. Like, who even watches it anymore?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the year that we do get nominated, then all of a sudden it's great again, right? Yeah,
make the Marconi's great again.
They finally got reputable people in charge. Yeah.
Omaha. Crimson Tide fans are licking their wounds after Alabama's upset by Florida State this weekend. Former almost Cleveland Brown A.J. McCarron went on McCready and Siski. Yeah! A podcast to explain where things have gone wrong with Alabama.
And another thing that hurts Alabama right now is you look at these other teams that have 40 to 50 million in NIL. Alabama, and I know this for a fact, talking to multiple people inside the program, Alabama's got less than 20 million in their NIL. Okay. You know what helps Alabama from a recruiting standpoint? It's not the money. It's the fact that Alabama has been Alabama.
All right. So the NIL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coffers. How much of the part of this conversation is Alabama's current problems there?
It's interesting because I've heard that before as well, that Alabama just does not have the same amount of money to play with everybody else, and it was going to be a big downfall of theirs. And so it's interesting that he says about 20 million in total.
Yeah,
because Ohio State's spending twice that.
Yeah, I think it's a very convenient thing to say after you got your ass kicked by Florida State.
Well, in the timing
NIL
of it
and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, the timing of it is obviously is what it is.
I would say, for
a big picture point, I think they're. I mean, he's not the first person to try to make that with Alabama, that they just don't have as much money and it just doesn't go as far.
I would say the fact that your teams got punched in the face and folded like a cheap suitcase, I think that seems to be a bigger problem. Because, by the way, Alabama is still going to put like 12 dudes in the NFL next year. There's just a part of me that's like, I understand it's a part of the conversation. It's a valid part, and it's something that I'm sure this will be used as a rallying cry for both Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama football program.
I mean, it was starting to be a rallying cry in the offseason before we even got to the week one loss.
But they've got a lot of NFL talent in that program still, and they don't have a lot of toughness. And I think that points more at Kalen DeBoer than it does NIL collectives. Omaha!
Roger Goodell was speaking about whether or not Taylor Swift would do a Super Bowl halftime show. Here we go.
We would always love to have Taylor play. She is a special, special talent, and obviously she would be welcome at any time.
Is it in the works?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Is it a maybe?
It's a maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll take a maybe.
It's a maybe.
All right, so she's basically doing the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
that's basically it.
I mean, Roger plays this smart because he doesn't confirm anything, and just by saying it's a maybe makes people go, it's confirmed.
Maybes are a yes.
So maybe the meat shield for NFL owners has picked up a skill or two in public, because that's the way you answer that question.
Would it be the highest rated Super Bowl of all time just based off of, like, you can take teams out of the equation, you can take matchup out of the equation, just Taylor Swift doing the halftime show, I think would make it the highest rated of all time.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, in fairness, got a lot of people who are like on the tail end of their fame, like Katy Perry at the end of her run, like Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga at the tail end of like her initial peak.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be somebody who's still quite at the peak of the peak of the peak of their powers.
Yeah.
I think that changes things a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, if most Super Bowls is about $130 million, $125 million, we're getting like $150 million, $175 million. Like, how much does
$200
million? Why not? Yeah. How much does Taylor Swift herself bring to the Super Bowl?
Please see the New Heights podcast realize that doesn't have the bandwidth of the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, it's going to be a lot. That's why I put it that way. Like, it's going to be a number I don't even think we can fathom. The amount of people that just don't even care about football at all, they're going to tune in for this.
Omaha! Ontario Premier Doug Ford, remember that last name? He's blasted Crown Royal for pulling out of Ontario for the U.S. and took a press conference to pour one out for his homies.
So this is what I think about Crown Royal. That's what they can do. And I think everyone else should do the same thing. Supporting companies that make whiskey here by Ontario people. That's what we need to do, is support each other. You know, somebody's going to make this even come out quicker.
The funniest thing is he forgot to remove the pour stout out of it, the plastic thing. So you could tell he's so old and out of shape, his arms start getting heavy trying to pour out Crown Royal. I'm just going to say, pouring out that bottle, I think, is the worst symbolism possible. Because you're telling people, yeah, pour Crown Royal. Yeah, get rid of it. How are you going to get rid of it? If you're making $7 an hour in Saskatchewan, you're not pouring it out. You're pouring it into a glass and downing it from there.
What's his relation then to Rob Ford?
I think it's his big brother.
Yeah, big brother.
Yeah.
You watched that Netflix documentary on him?
I sure did.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, that was the closest thing to Chris Farley we've had in Parliament. And I did feel bad when he died. Because I was like, well, this
is... But he went out the only way that he possibly could have, right?
Okay, you're not wrong. Can I just tell you this?
Yeah.
Don't do this with Crown Royal. Like, if they had done this with Crown Peach, I'd be driving to Ontario.
People love
to
Crown get into Peach.
Yes, I do. And Apple and all the Crown family. You showed them. You showed them there, Dougie Doug.
Mm.
Always remember to take the poor stout out. Otherwise, I know this because... When I go and make a peach crown and iced tea, it doesn't pour quick enough. So we just remove that little stout. Get that right out of there.
Omaha! The illegal sports streaming platform Stream East. This is the one that LeBron has been, he's been watching on courtside. It's been caught him viewing it. It's got 1.6 billion streams in the past year alone. I pay for cable. I don't have to use any of this stuff, but I know a lot of friends that have used Stream East before. It's been shut down by the authorities, Nick. It is being taken down, and you can no longer watch any sporting event illegally, and so that's very sad news for a lot of people today.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Why is this a use of federal dollars for any government? Why isn't this on the big entertainment companies? Like
they should be funding the search to go ahead and shut down the people that actually are responsible
yes.
for this?
Yes. Why does I don't understand why this involves American tax dollars when it doesn't seem like it's a threat to the American people. It's only a threat to Warner Brothers.
NFL. And now I'm with you. Because these guys always kind of felt like a Robin Hood of sorts. I've always thought of them like, I was like, the people behind this are just doing the Lord's work, right? They're just helping out the person that can't afford or doesn't want to pay for all the different, there's a million different sports things you have to pay for. They're on behalf of those people, right? I don't want to buy the Pac-12 network, but I do want to gamble on a Pac-12 basketball game way late after dark.
First world problems, just so we're clear.
Sometimes Stream East was the only place to find said thing, okay? Not from experience, just from, you know, happening to hear about these things, yeah, right?
People have talked about it.
People
on the
have talked about it. That's all.
There's a Reddit on this one.
That's all. 1.6 billion streams in the past year. It's crazy. But then you find out that the government had seized $6 million from these people in sponsorship deals that they got by running this. And I'm like, wait a second. Well, Robin Hood was getting fat and rich off this thing. I just thought it was somebody out for the people just trying to help everyone.
Did you say 6 million? Or
6 million. And they thought, obviously, there's a lot more that they weren't able to seize. But yeah, they 6 million.
Man, glad we cracked down on this one. This is, I mean, $6 million?
Well, I mean,
for
6 what, million.
For 1.2 billion streams or 1.6
million? 1.6 billion. But that's the point, is I always thought the Streamies people just kind of did it out of the... it's not goodness of their heart, but they kind of did it for that.
It sounds
that person that was good, just trying to gamble on some Pac-12 basketball at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
They did it
okay?
for you or for somebody like you.
I was like, well, hi. You see the ads? You knew they were there, and there was a lot of click buttons. Obviously, again, not from personal experience, just from you know what you hear.
Yeah, what you've heard on the Reddit.
A lot of click buttons experiences, and you're like, they got to be making some money. I didn't think they were making $6 million out of this.
I just like the idea that they. The fact you confiscated $6 million, this is like a win for the federal government. Hey, we got it. We got restitution. All right, can you go fix one of the other problems now, please? Stupidest thing in the world. Didn't they find the two guys in Egypt?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
I'm going to say that was not an inexpensive trip. It might have cost $6 million to catch these guys.
You don't know who
guys.
In the government just wanted to go to Egypt. I hear it's lovely this time of the year. Actually, not. I hear Egypt's an awful place to visit.
Go ahead.
If you ever think about visiting, like, guide. You want to go like the pyramids or anything like that, yeah. I hear it's an awful place to visit.
Why? Apparently, it's very hot.
No, apparently the people there they're not shy about robbing you, but they're very aggressive and they're very.
I'm going to show you. I'm poor.
It's basically
rob
like
me, baby.
Basically, it's one of the like few spots that if you think you want to travel to, just don't. It's very dangerous, and you're not going to have a fun time.
Reach into my pockets. It's your own dare. You are not getting a wallet,
you
sir.
Want to talk about a Reddit thread? I was on this Reddit thread the other day, and they were talking about all these people that made trips to Egypt and left after 2 days and like thanked the stars above that they were even able to get on the plane.
I went to Egypt, and all I got was a little bit of hand business. A huge scandal.
That's Thailand.
Has come to the NBA's doorstep. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.